Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. We have a great special episode of the podcast today. We're going to talk about some great leagues from around the world that have some news, as well as some awesome Hall of Famers that have birthdays today. And it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen once again, because today we are going to have the football history headlines for February 24th, and we have some exciting news from around the world with some great news from leagues from around the world that play American football. It's just a great, great day, and we're also going to talk about some football legends that are in the Hall of Fame that celebrate birthdays on this day. So let's get right at it. February 24th, 1989, Harold E. Ballard sold the CFL's Hamilton Tiger Cats to David Braley per the HonestDay.com website. Braley was the owner of three Canadian Football League teams over the years and once was the Canadian League's interim commissioner. His other former teams were the BC Lions and the Toronto Argonauts. According to the ESPN.com article, his teams won four CFL titles, among them Toronto's championship game and the 100th Grey Cup in 2012. February 24th, 1991. It was the end of the World League of American Football's, the WLAF, first draft. According to a webpage titled World League of American Football, the New York, New Jersey Knights made the first selection on the first day of the WLAF draft and chose 6'3", 290-pound offensive tackle Cesar Rente of Oklahoma. On February 14th, that was, to kick off the picking from the teams from this scratch draft. The final day of picking was to choose the defensive backs and assign 40 Operation Discovery players for each franchise. After some ups and downs and major changes in the leagues, it disbanded in 2007 under the moniker of the NFL Europe. Now, before we continue on with our football history for this day, let's hear from one of my SportsHistoryNetwork.com partners who has some words to say about some other football history that he likes to talk about.
Hi, folks. Are you curious about some of the unique players, teams, games, and events of pro football's past? If you are, please check out my bi-weekly podcast, The Pigskin Past. I'm Joe Zagorski, a member of the Pro Football Writers of America and the Pro Football Researchers Association. I've written three books about pro football history, and I'm currently writing my fourth. Now, my era of expertise is the 1970s in the NFL. Heck, I even have a Facebook page by that title, and my very first book also has the same title, The NFL in the 1970s. But every now and then I check out a different era, so I might surprise you. Anyway, if you like pro football history, please check out my bi-weekly segment here called The Pigskin Past when you get a chance. I think you'll enjoy it.
That is a great podcast with some great gridiron stories that you make sure you want to check that out, as well as many other great podcasts that we have on the Sports History Network, including this podcast that you're listening currently. So make sure you check it out, sportshistorynetwork.com. Now let's get back to our Hall of Fame birthdays for this February 24th, and the first one takes place in 1906 in Muskegon, Michigan. The fantastic end from the University of Michigan, Benny Osterborn, was born. The NFF says that Benny was an All-American and three times from 1925 through 1927, the captain and most valuable player of the 1927 Wolverines team. The Football Writers Association named him to its all-time All-American Modern Team in 1974. Osterbaum stayed in Ann Arbor for the rest of his life, even having the opportunity to serve as a head coach of the Wolverines for 11 seasons in the 1940s. The National Football Foundation voters chose to preserve the history of Benny Osterbaum in 1954. February 24, 1910, Birmingham, Alabama. Fred Singleton, the great tackle from the University of Alabama, arrived into this life. The collegiate football legacy of Fred Singleton was memorialized when he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1955. February 24th, 1923, in Toledo, Ohio, the nifty halfback from the Michigan Wolverines gridiron program, Bob Chapis, celebrated his day of birth. The NFF states that as a football star, he led the Big Ten in total offense twice and in 1947 was a unanimous All-American halfback. He helped Michigan to a perfect season and was voted the most valuable player in the Rose Bowl after leading the way to a 49-0 victory over the Southern Cal. The National Football Foundation honored Bob Chapis with induction into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1988. Our last Hall of Fame birthday celebrated on this day took place on February 24, 1952, Arcadia, Louisiana. The stud linebacker from Louisiana Tech, Fred Dean, was born. Fred, as the leader of La Tech defense, helped take the team to the 1973 NCAA Division II championship. Dean had 392 career tackles during his collegiate days, and Fred Dean was forever recognized as one of the top collegians of the gridiron when he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2009. The San Diego Chargers took Fred in the second round of the 1975 NFL Draft, and he played 11 seasons in the league, both with the Chargers and with the San Francisco 49ers as a defensive end, according to the ProFootballHOF.com website. Sacks was not an official stat in the NFL during most of his playing days, but it's been documented that the big defensive end probably had upwards of 100 takedowns of quarterbacks behind the line of scrimmage in his career. In 1983, when they were official statistics of the NFL, Dean posted 17.5 sacks in the league record books. He was received as an All-Pro in 1980 and 1981 and played in 4 Pro Bowl games. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Fred Dean's football NFL legacy in the year 2008. Once again, we want to thank you for joining us for these football history headlines on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. And we have some more great, exciting things tomorrow, February 25th. It's a Thursday, and it is really special because we have one birthday to celebrate. And what a birthday it is. It's former Commissioner Burt Bell's birthday. And what better way to celebrate it than with his son, Upton Bell, who's got quite a NFL legacy himself and quite some great stories, is going to join us on tomorrow's podcast. And if you like football history, you are going to go on quite the journey with us, my friends, because Upton Bell is this a remarkable interview and such an interesting character. His football's history with his family is just, it's out of this world. It really knocks your socks off, and I think you will be delighted to hear that February 25th, tomorrow's podcast on the Pigskin History Daily Dispatch. It is just great. I can't say enough about it. I'm excited to present it to you because it is that good. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, We have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.